I don't know what to say. I just thought everybody in the world should hear this.
Spy versus Pie.
Is this Popcast?
Go ahead.
I'm going to lodge a formal complaint.
Hey, everybody. It's the Spy versus Pie Podcast. We're here to dislodge your formal complaints.
Yep. For the month of November.
Yep, all November long. Dislodging complaints.
It's the November show. How's it going?
This show's going to last all of November? Is this going to be the only one for November?
It's going to last them all of November.
Good, better. Yeah. Tide you over.
Yeah.
Because we got something big planned for December.
Overtide. That's a transformer, isn't it?
I like how we can make any promise we want on this show. And,
yeah.
You know.
No,
never follow up. Never follow up on it. No accountability.
Yeah.
No one cares. No one listens. It's fine. I'm not being.
No one
listens.
It's a relief. We know people will eventually listen.
That's right.
That's the thing. We don't need listeners now.
This is a podcast from the past. No one's listening to this live.
Yeah.
If people were listening to this live, holy shit, imagine how much we'd have to step it up.
I know. That'd be dumb of them.
We should do a live show one time, though.
Yeah.
What do you think?
If only there was some kind of a venue we could have taken advantage of for that.
Yeah.
No, I hear what you're saying.
Yeah, you know.
Like pipe it out to the nets at the time of...
There has to be some kind of software developed where we can have like a queue of... Maybe even Skype can do it where we can if we had a bunch of people in a room, we could queue them up instead of having everybody blab at one. What do you just mute everybody and then just tell someone? What do you do?
Let's talk
about this during the show, and then we don't have to talk about anything else.
No, I think Skype got rid of that, though. I think they used to have that, but they don't do that anymore.
Maybe someone must have taken up that mantle. There's enough podcasts out there.
Surely we could get the internet to do whatever we want.
Not that we care about podcasts.
Let me say. Did you watch V last night?
Did not.
Oh.
I remember seeing the original series.
Yeah.
I don't remember anything about it, but I remember I've seen it. Which is the case with everything in my life, ever. All time.
Hey, do you hear this? You hear the sound? You heard that? You hear this?
Pickle jar? What is that, pickle jar?
What? Mm-mm. It's pie.
That's the sound of pie. Hey, is this the first pie? Is this the first pie on the show?
First pie on the show.
First appearance of pie after 300, what, how many episodes do we have? 200 and...
380.
109?
Mm-hmm.
76th episode.
Yeah.
14 since the beginning of Spy versus Pie.
It's a delicious pie. That
welcome to episode zero.
Yeah. This starts it all over, man, because this pie is really good.
When did comics decide to... I got two things. When did comics decide that number zero was okay?
Right.
Right?
Yep.
Am I right? You're with me.
I'm with you.
And also, you know what they should do? They should put out decimal... issue numbers.
I also think that, yes.
Like, posthumously, you know, like, if this one fits in from in the past and you're supposed to, this is a flashback or something, call it X-Men number 26.1 or something.
There was
You have unlimited decimals to work with,
yeah,
so
totally.
If you want to dice it up even more, you can, that's a retconner's dream come true right there,
totally
isn't it?
I agree. I love the Untold Tales of Spider-Man series. I thought that was really great, and then there was the,
Craven Vise mustache wax and stuff?
Well, it wasn't, funny, really. I mean, it was just...
Why would that be funny?
What, Craven Vise mustache wax? I guess that would be pretty serious, huh?
Yeah.
It'd be solemn.
He's not a funny guy. He's not a funny character.
Yeah. But...
All right.
There's that one Alpha Flight. Alpha Flight Special or something. I forget what it's called. And,
right.
It was all about, the formation of the team, the type time back in the... It was the olden days, and it was supposed to...
By the way, the formation of Alpha Flight is a flying V, like Canada geese.
Oh.
Get it?
Yeah, I think I do.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. That's a type of vodka, isn't it?
Ooh, gee. Yes.
There you go.
Greg.
So good.
Guy named Greg Oos made it. What kind of pie is that? Apple pie still?
Yeah, it's apple pie. Apple from.
How are you still eating that pie? How is that possible?
It's the very last piece. I saved it for the show.
Did you Ziploc it?
No. Nope.
Seal in the freshness.
She's got a pie house. It's this big, you know, plastic dome thing that, like, clips into the bottom. It's pretty airtight. Pretty awesome. You can fit a whole pie pan in there, or a big cake. You can fit two pies. It's got a little stacker deal.
It's pretty airtighting.
Yeah. It's pretty good. It's a good pie, though, man. This crust is so buttery. It's so, like...
I need to have her teach me how to do it.
You should just get a wife. It's way better than learning anything.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh. Right, let me write this down.
Mm-hmm.
I
would gay marry her.
Yeah, well... Shucks.
Too late.
Imagine if you could double down on that.
Oh, yeah.
You go somewhere where gay marriage is legal, and you're like, oh, by the way, we're also gay. We're going to get married twice.
Oh, yeah.
Lock that shit in. That means you can't cheat on same sex. That's smart. Ladies,
yeah.
Put a ring on that cock.
If you like it.
Mm-hmm. Only if you like it.
Yeah.
Which, let's be honest.
Who was that just did the, if you like it, put a ring on it comics recently? Was that Casey Green who did the, with the carrot and the ring on it and such?
I don't know. I only read his mini comics. I wait for them to come out in paper form.
Oh, there you go.
That's the only way I can really be guaranteed to read anybody's comics is if they make a book and give it to me.
Oh, I know why.
I'm really bad at keeping up, especially, not especially.
It's
because
you read while shitting.
Yes.
And you're just that's so afraid you're going to drop your
absolutely
the toilet,
true. So. If I start reading in my armchair, I'm just going to soil that thing.
Yep.
You're just going to
start wiping with it.
I can't read. So I can't read on the plane stuff.
Oh. Yeah.
What was I gonna say? Beyonce clown. Yeah. You better YouTube Beyonce clown if you haven't already.
Okay.
No, it's old.
Yeah,
and
it.
You're listening to this in the future, and YouTube is not cool anymore. But
right. Beyonce is.
Beyonce clown. It's a good video.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if it's video of the year. There's a lot of people doing blog posts of, oh, here is the top memes of the year or of the past 5 years, or hey, remember this and that, you know?
Yeah.
But I don't think there's really a constant tally of like, here's really, 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 truly the best.
Quantified.
Yeah.
Percentage like of walls.
You know, like radio stations have your top 40 and bands are jockeying for position. Although... do you think really that a song can only go up or down and can't like does a song ever it dropped to number 5 but it's back up to number 2 this week? What the does that ever happen? I don't think so.
I think so.
Change,
sure.
Change your mind, or maybe a song becomes more relevant somehow and
it shows up in a commercial.
Is that how that works?
How about that Green Day song?
Which one?
The song they play on every season finale. I'm sure season finale time it climbs right back up the charts. Yeah, they played it.
That one should. That, yeah, every like even if it's an old song, can it reappear on the charts? Come on.
Yes.
Stop being obsessed with new stuff all the time.
Yeah.
Robert, new stuff.
America. Oh, yeah.
Yep.
All right.
I thought that Robert Newsom audio comment was you doing a voice.
Really? No, that was him doing a voice.
That's yeah. Forgot. Could have been Tom McHenry doing a voice too.
He should have read some stuff though.
Oh my god. He should. Oh, we should have had him do a part in our play.
Oh yeah. So right
in a play.
To Mabel, I says.
We're writing a play, everybody.
Yep. St. Swithin's Day.
Phil's writing a play for us to read on the air.
Oh shit.
What if we did a show where we just, you know, we're talking about false promises and things.
Right.
The whole show was just us telling fake truths about the other person and
yeah,
false hopes and promises.
Let's do that. Let's read.
That's
play.
Mean.
Mean.
What play do you want to do?
I don't know any plays. I've only
Tom McHenry and John Campbell to write us a play to do.
They'll never do it.
I know. That's our out though. Oh, we've asked these guys.
Yeah,
they're heavy hitters, man.
I asked them months ago, and they said they would absolutely do it. Next thing.
Yeah.
So.
Well. But to be fair, next thing for John Campbell.
Yeah.
I mean, he hasn't even gotten to next thing yet. He's still doing the first thing.
It's true. He's still on level one.
So it's not his fault. He's just not finished doing what he set out to do.
I got a caller here. What's up?
Okay.
Can I play something else on the Wii?
Oh, what else do you want to play? want to play Wii Music? No. Do you want to play Mario Kart? Yeah? Okay.
You need to go set something up? What are you doing?
No, I don't need that. No.
She knows what to do?
Here, bring those here. Now you find the Mario Kart Frisbee. Put it in the jet drive.
All douches are not alike.
You know, the disc. It's probably on that spool of discs over there.
I'm just going to go have breakfast now.
Oh, what are you going to have?
What?
What are you going to have?
Some I don't know.
Oatmeal?
Yeah, I probably will. I probably will have some oatmeal.
Yeah?
I had the steak and mushroom one 2 days in a row. I finished up the last of my little steak there.
Was there any cheese in that?
The first one had cheese. Second one did not have cheese. Hmm. The first one was steak, mushroom, egg, green onion, some gorgonzola cheese.
Wow.
Worcestershire sauce, pepper, Lizano, salsa Lizano.
Now, what is that salsa Lizano made of exactly?
I don't know. Look it up.
Vegetable.
It's the stuff that my roommates had it all the time when they lived in Costa Rica, and so they found it. There's a store, some Latin food grocery mart store in town that sells it, and so they started getting it. It's pretty good. It's kind of like an HP sauce in a way.
And what's HP again?
Horse poop.
No, that's in the same percent.
Hit points.
Okay.
Hit point sauce. No one's ever done that one before. House of Parliament.
We don't have hit points here. I mean, we don't have... Well, we don't, but we don't have HP sauce here that I know of.
Yeah, you guys... Well, you guys... American for hit points is just life.
Yeah.
Mans. How many mans you got? Hearts.
Yeah.
What if, you know, like in Legend of Zelda, when you get more hearts and that's your life meter?
Yeah.
What if he was actually growing more hearts?
Inside
and like
himself.
the only way to kill Link is to puncture his hearts, right?
Yeah,
you gotta cut those things into four. But he's like, "Fuck you! I'm growing another heart, and you won't know where it is."
Okay.
Probably one on his elbow. That might be the easiest one to get. Val Kilmer had a heart growing out of his elbow.
What?
No, you didn't think no. Val Kilmer's elbow heart. You don't know about that?
Elbow heart.
Yeah, remember that movie?
No.
Val Kilmer has that big like boil on his elbow that you can see in some movies. It sort of fluctuates in size.
Really?
And whenever he's wearing short sleeves, you can see this big bulgy knob on his elbow. It's really weird.
I had no idea.
I don't know if there's a way to cover it up, but they don't really seem to do. They don't care. I mean, that's good because it's just a. It's not like, oh my god, that guy's got a fucked up elbow. He's like, he's got a thing on his elbow, big deal. But it's pretty big. It's like a baseball on his elbow sometimes.
I would not be able to leave that thing alone. If it was me?
If you were next to him, you'd be pinching it and stuff?
I don't know about that, but if it was me, that thing
was on you,
it would just be torn
apart. You'd be
trying to
bite it? Maybe he's the only guy who can actually bite his elbow.
Maybe. And that's why he keeps it?
Yeah, he's like,
lose that title.
You want to see something? You want to see something?
Yeah.
Ask me to bite my elbow. Okay, Val, I'll bite. Bite your elbow. Yeah.
You know, he used to go out with Cher.
Wow.
Yeah. Weird.
Do you think he's regretting that now? Like, not regretting doing it. I mean,
regretting
he must be stoked now,
her?
But... What?
Regretting breaking up with her?
Yes, that's what I mean.
Yes.
Because, and what if he turned gay? How upset, how regretful he would be?
Right. Oh,
I wish I was still married to Cher and gay. The ultimate.
Yeah, pretty much.
Speaking of gays.
They can't marry anyone.
Mm-mm.
Well, I guess they can marry someone. But not, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, what's next? Pretty soon you won't be able to marry a horse. What then?
Yeah, I know.
Why are people obsessed with marrying horses, by the way?
Yeah.
Because of Caligula?
I don't know.
Guy did a lot worse things than marry a horse.
He cheated on his horse wife.
That's right. It's the worst thing you can do.
Yep.
Hey, man. Whatever you decide to marry, that's business. That's your business. Just be faithful.
Mm-hmm.
And love it. Love it. What it is. Whatever it is.
I think
a small child.
You think
or a jar of mayonnaise?
How many gay people do you think there are that are mans, and how many gay people do you think there are that are women? So what kind of that would marry? And you see what I'm saying? I don't know. Why don't they just buddy up? Just like, hey, we're all gonna go. We're gonna get married. We'll have a man.
Go halfers.
Yeah, exactly. Split it, and then swaparoo.
Do they have to be roommates in some kind of sitcom type situation? Wow, you can't say situation and sitcom in the same sentence. That's the same. Yeah.
Duplex.
What duplex? Oh,
they should be in a comedic situation.
Oh God, they can have their own little commune, like their own little subdivision area on the outskirts of town. They all live. yeah, man, that's real weird.
Yeah.
That's weird.
I don't get it. You guys have gay marriage, don't you?
Yeah, kind of, something. I don't really know. I don't know anything about it.
Gay weed marriage, don't you?
Yeah, no one gives a shit here. There's the people who are like, I don't think it's right. But I think that even those people in Canada are just like, fucking, we got better things to do than that.
Yeah.
But,
two murders a year, right? Isn't that what you're allowed in Canada?
Yeah. Only 4 gun murders. And right. The rest of them, you have to be more creative. Nah, I don't know. I think that, Canadians are so, like, reserved and, polite. I don't know if polite's the right word. People always say polite, but I think you're, like, I think they confuse polite with, like, seething anger. He didn't say anything to my face. What a polite guy. Well, but I think it's more like people are just more apt to kind of mind their own business here, whether or not they agree or disagree with an issue.
Yeah.
They're like, I think maybe we believe more in, well, I'll vote for it, and that'll be my way of saying, you know, what I think. Instead of, I don't know what the fuck I'm talking about anymore.
We don't want to let anyone do anything here. You know what I'm saying?
Don't do that.
Yeah, well, yeah, it just sounds like everything sounds like a bad idea. I think it's just the way it's phrased when we're about to vote on it. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
People get all like, you know?
Yeah.
You understand me?
Yeah, what? Grilled cheese, Sammy?
Yeah. I don't think we should. I don't think we should have voting. That's stupid.
I think there should be more voting.
More voting. People
need to get used to the idea of voting. Like, if it's a true democracy.
Yeah.
Electing one guy to look after, you know, a group of people, whether it's your member of parliament or governor or all the way up to the top. You know,
is that just de facto kingship?
It just gets funneled down until it's ultimately just one guy's. Yeah, it's just one guy's decision in the end. And he gets informed, but like he's gonna do what he's gonna do.
You get a king, but it, just because you get to pick the king between two guys,
right? Exactly.
That's not really. That's not democracy.
No, not at all. And so I think there should be voting for. And people will probably say this is inefficient and stupid, but voting for everything, a referendumize, everything, and like any possible thing. It's like, okay, everybody. We're taking the afternoon off work and we're going down to the voting station and we're going to vote on these 5 issues for the week or for the month or whatever it is.
Do it online.
You just save it up. Yeah, I don't know. There's got to be some way to do it. And I know people are like,
20 minutes every morning.
Like, when they talk about voter fatigue and like, oh, too many elections. People won't vote. Like, no, like, fucking, are you serious? There should be more. There should, like,
yes.
Then everyone will be like, well, I really actually care and I see that this is working and I have a say in all these things. And if you don't want to vote, you don't have to vote. It's no one's forcing you to do it.
No.
But for those of us who have a say in the matter, you know, like.
Absolutely wrong. Absolutely wrong.
Sorry.
You should have to vote.
Well, okay. Yeah, you're right. You're right about that. But, you know, people are just like, oh, I don't want to vote in another. Like, are you fucking kidding me? Like. I don't understand.
Everyone who can vote should be forced to vote. They should be forced to make a decision.
Don't people understand? You get a couple hours off work on voting day?
Yeah, God.
Come on. You should want that every week, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Every week we take the afternoon off and everyone goes down to the voting station and you vote whether or not we're going to put in new stop signs here and fucking...
What color are they going to be?
Yeah.
Why not?
What shape? We're going to change the shape of them.
That'd be cool.
Yeah.
Dicks. So mad.
Instead of stop signs, we're going to put go signs in. We're going to make green circle signs, and that means you can go forever. I don't know. But I just think that should be what everyone wants if we want true democracy, is that everyone should have a say in all these things and don't leave it up to some guy, you know?
Yeah.
Or a local dude to be like, oh, all these people in this neighborhood basically want this, so that's what we're going to do.
You think there's any country?
And then that guy, then you know that guy doesn't even have any power either, right?
No, he's just doing what. Yeah, it's not. I don't know.
Stupid.
Yep.
Fuck it.
Exactly.
Well, and that's why there's voter fatigue and people who are apathetic and shit, because, you know, you're powerless to do anything about it.
It's not that they're voting too often, and they just know that, yeah.
And then that's when you get people protesting, because that's your only outlet. It's like,
yeah,
the only way we can say what we want to say is to make a big fucking hairy deal out of it, and that's...
Don't do anything either.
That's the thing people get tired of. It's like, oh, fucking shut up. I don't care who it is. Too much yelling and too much bickering. Like, can we do this in an orderly, mature, futuristic fashion, please?
Well, that'd be online, right? Futuristic.
Please. And then if you do that, you can spell check your placards.
Yeah.
Like, as funny as that is, you know, as soon as we eliminate, it's like, yeah, as soon as you eliminate that problem, then we can move on to better comedies. Right? Like misspelled placards and silly protesters.
Yeah.
That's entertaining, but as soon as we get rid of that, we can move on to better and bigger, more entertaining.
We can all start writing plays.
That's right. Yeah. Isn't that better?
Yes.
Fuck. I don't wanna be the reality TV's so dumb. I'm tired of it. Have you seen this? What else is in the news?
don't wanna be that
But
guy.
Like as soon as the sooner we're fucking sick and tired of it. We're all sick and tired of it. That's great. Like, let's do it. Let's burn it out. Like, do as many of those. Like, I think we're on the cusp right now.
Yeah.
But you flood the market with that shit, and everyone gets tired of it. We have to go through our phase. This is our punk rock phase, where we're just listening to nothing but shitty punk rock music, right?
Butt swap.
I hate punk rock music, by the way.
Really? Why?
No, I just thought I'd say that to you.
It's funny, but if I listened back to any of the punk rock I was into when I was like a youth or whatever, you know, if I listened to it with any kind of an impartial ear, I'm like, oh God, oh, oh.
Right.
Oh. But as soon as I'll get a little nostalgic and then I'll be like,
sure.
Yeah. I remember how I felt when I heard this.
That's what you want.
Like, wow, this sounds really good. It's like, oh, I remember how I felt when this was the thing I was listening to.
Right, and you need to go through that phase to get to the next phase.
Yeah.
We're on the ice level now, everybody. Double tap.
Double tap. That's the only way. Wow.
Equip your heat cannons. You got some ice blocks we need to get through to get the secret extra life.
I hate the water level. I don't care what game it is. You put me underwater, I'm like, why did you make the game shitty all of a sudden?
Well, what about if you had the frog suit in Super Mario 3?
I guess, but it's still...
Yeah, but then you lose the frog suit, and you're like, well, now I'm fucked. Should be just permanent, permanent frog suit.
Don't like it. I think all the water levels should be ice levels.
And you'd be encased in ice?
I'd be fine with that.
Huh.
I would just go have something to eat.
Yeah.
As usual.
The game's like, wait half an hour till you thaw out. You might want to go get a drink.
That's right.
Go get a sandwich.
I do want to get a drink.
The game should come with a sandwich so that you can enjoy it during that level.
Yes.
You know, I guess you... Yeah, never mind.
They gotta make a new River City Ransom. That's what they gotta make.
Oh my God, they have and they fucked it up.
No, they gotta do it again. They gotta do it right. They gotta ask us, are we doing this right? And we'll say, no.
Four players, online, or massively multiplayer online.
With voice chat and the ability to record
podcasts. Gangs, everybody can be in gangs. We've gone over this 100 times, everybody,
Come on, people.
Yeah, like you could have like maybe like an 8-player gang, and you go around and you fight other people's gangs in battle mode.
Yes,
this would be like obviously there would be story mode and battle mode. Battle mode, and then they could also include the dodgeball mode.
Mm-hmm.
Right,
super dodgeball mode. Then you could go to the little shops, and you could buy like tape to put on your pipe. You know,
of course.
Or like custom bat textures that you could like download exclusive with the purchase of a McRib or whatever. Like. You know what I'm saying? Like, they could really... All the little extras that you could equip your dude with, you know? You could get an actual Massimo shirt to put on your guy.
Definitely. Design your own clothes and stuff, like an Animal Crossing, all that kind of stuff. Customize it all up, but keep it simple and cartoony like they were. Oh, my God, the best.
Yeah,
the best.
But you can't let people do it. They'll all be dicks. You can't let people do anything.
Yeah, I guess you're right.
Because it's just always dicks.
Mm. Oh, but I was just to wrap up my thought. as with anything, like you have to burn out. You have to go through a phase, and then you have to burn out on it. Be like, oh fuck, okay, I'm done with that. And then you can look back on it, and it adds to you. It's a part of you. It's part of your history and everything. But you've moved on.
It is in you.
Yeah, is it in you? Mm-hmm. And so with reality shows, I feel like we've reached critical mass, and pretty soon, I don't know, maybe not, because I kind of thought maybe we'd be getting burned down on it in the last couple of years, but it's kind of unclear as to.
I don't think it's going anywhere.
Yeah, but that's what everyone says about everything.
What?
That, well, this is the way it is, and that's that.
Well, I don't think it's going anywhere. I don't think every show is a reality show. I mean, obviously. I mean,
no, and there, because of that kind of stuff, we were able to get the sort of mockumentary style sitcoms and things like that. There's things like that it inform. It all sort of adds to the it adds to the mosaic. But you know, it's not.
I don't think the audience for that kind of train wreck thing is ever going to go away, though. I mean, people are always going to want to watch.
No, I mean, ever since what Cops situations. Was that the first thing, or
right. Sure.
Yeah, it's still good, but it's like people think, oh, this is all TV's going to be. No, that's impossible.
Oh, yeah, totally.
Or else we'll start up a new TV.
What will it be called?
I hope it's Smell-O-Vision.
Oh, man, I just poured coffee into this microphone.
Oh,
yes, Ween, stinks. Where are you? What's up?
I was trying to spin you around, and those peanut butter and jelly sandwiches are too dried up, and they taste yucky.
Oh, yeah? So are you telling me that you're hungry?
Just for another food.
She's her father's daughter.
Yeah. Would you like a banana?
Nope.
If you bring me a banana, I'll peel it for you.
Nope.
What do you want to eat? Do you want a bowl of cereal? All right, here's your choices. Muffin Tops. That's blueberry muffin tops. I don't know if you ever had that cereal, Brian? We talked about that before, right?
That's not a cereal.
Yeah, it is.
Okay.
It's really real good, too. It tastes like that Chris Lee top crust of a blueberry muffin. It's so good.
Chris Lee?
Yeah.
Chrysalis. Oh, gristly.
Gristly chrysalis.
Oh, baby, I'm going to give you my gristly chrysalis.
Your choices are gristly chrysalis crunch or muffin tops or what's the other one? Fruit Loops.
How did they pronounce that in Minnesota?
Fruit Loops. You want Fruit Loops? Yeah. Okay. Well, hold on just a second here. Hold on. Here, you take this.
Yeah,
take that. Hold on to that. I'm going to go get your cereal, okay? Hold on to that. Okay. Put that on there.
No.
She does not want to be totally on the show. She won't put the headphones on.
No.
So you want to play a song?
Yeah, no, me neither.
Do you want to play a song?
Hmm?
You want to play a song?
Right now?
Yeah.
Okay.
Play a song.
On what?
Your kazookalele.
I don't have that.
No. Yeah, I don't. Too bad I don't have any, like, songs I could just, like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Just play a song, you know?
I do.
That would be good.
Yeah, that would be great, man. Yeah. All right, I should probably get going here pretty soon.
Oh, where are you going?
I gotta go to work.
Why?
I don't know.
You don't like work.
You don't
have a job.
No, I am trying to go to work on a day where there's nothing to do so I can do some drawing, but it hasn't worked out this week.
Yeah.
I was busy the last 2 days.
That's a drag.
It is. It's a drag and drop.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Is that what you do?
Drag and drop?
Yeah. Are you like a shift clicker?
A little bit of double clicking. Yeah.
Yeah.
Just a little command option clicking, you know, drag.
How much mouse center button do you use in a given day?
Oh, my God. I've worn that thing out, man. I got one of those Mac. I use a Mac at work, and I got one of those ball, you know, the ball scrollers.
Oh, yeah.
Fucking the best. Yes. I often think about getting one of those for my home PC unit just because I love the sideways scroll.
Oh, I'm going to get one for the bathroom. I'm going to get one for the tub.
I want to get a bunch of them, put them together, and make it the back of my chair just so I can rub it back and forth on it.
Can you imagine a mattress made of those little balls?
I want my shoe insoles to be made of those.
Fuck. Buckwheat pillow.
You're fucking asshole.
Fucking buckwheat pillow.
Drowning in a buckwheat pillow.
Sensation.
Where are you heading?
Anywhere. Ever been there?
Seduction. Who are you?
The right girl. The wrong place.
Surrender.
The winner says do, the loser does.
And God created woman. Then things got interesting. Rebecca De Mornay in Roger Vadim's And God Created Woman. Rated R.
Starts Friday at a theater near you.
Listen, lady, I don't think a respected broadcaster like Ron Engelman needs to wear a gorilla suit to a personal appearance.
I'll tell you what you need. You need a shrink. You're the sorriest excuse for a general manager I've ever seen.
He's right, Paulette, and I'm telling you right now, no way am I wearing this to a Phil Collins concert.
We don't need these silly gimmicks to promote the morning zoo.
Do we?
Wake up with the Morning Zoo tomorrow, 6 to 10 on 106 KMEL.
Forgot about that punch business.
New Salsario flavored Doritos brand tortilla chips. One heck of a taste, one heck of a crunch.
Gregory Harrison wants to join a fraternity, but like all the others before him, he must first pass the test. The test of humiliation.
What's so special about this group that they don't have to go through what we all went?
They are special.
All right, boys, you have a new pledge master. Me.
Pledging was a tradition for these schoolboys. It was supposed to be fun.
Zach.
Fraternity Row, Thursday night at 8 on TV 44, the movie station.
Speaking of yep, yep, yep.
Oh, yeah.
40 years of Sesame Street.
Today?
Apparently.
Shit.
Yeah.
Get on it. Oh, is that why? Okay. All right. That makes sense.
What?
That's why the question of the day is, what's your Mup? What's your Muppet?
Get your come up it.
You know who my favorite Muppet was?
Animal.
No.
Good.
It was Janice.
Of course.
But I thought Janice was a dude.
I could see that.
I had a Muppet Show drum set when I was a kid.
Oh.
And the bass drum had a picture of the whole, you know, like Mayhem band on it.
Sure.
And I was like, that guy's the fucking coolest. The guitar player dude, that dude's fucking sweet.
Yeah.
Yep.
And that was the beginning of your
Yeah, exactly.
Confusion.
All. Gay Muppet rights.
I don't know who my favorite Muppet is. I don't know.
I think you like that guy with the one eyebrow and the mustache. And then, like, you know the guy I mean?
Floyd?
No, not in the band. The Mad Bomber guy.
Isn't his name Floyd? No, Floyd is the fish guy. Wait, is he? Who's the...
Floyd is the redhead dude in the band with the sunglasses and the big mustache. That's
okay.
Floyd.
All right. But
no,
yes,
like
I do like that guy.
Mad Bomber guy?
I do kind of like that guy, yeah.
Yeah. He looks like you.
Oh. Is that how it works? Do you only like the Muppets?
Yep.
You pick your favorite Muppet based on which one looks most like you?
Yes.
There were no Asian Muppets, so I had to pick that guy.
That's sad. What about that mailman bear? There's a guy.
The mailman?
Yeah. That's a fucking guy.
How many people, what percentage of people think that Fozzie's name is Fonzie? I've seen that a lot lately. Ooh. I've seen a lot of misspellings. And I don't know if people are trying to be jokey about it. Jokey Smurf?
Right.
Even my favorite Muppet was Jokey Smurf.
Okay.
Who's your favorite Smurf?
I really liked Shitty. He was great.
Shit.
I hate whatever. I hate this and that.
Yes.
I love that guy.
Why don't they keep that guy around?
I hate you, Smurfette. You're not my real whatever.
Yeah. What is that guy's name? Complainy?
Yeah, I don't know. You didn't like the French artist one? Why did he have a French accent?
Grimy?
And also the slobby one who had the southern accent?
Pigpen Smurf?
Yeah, you know that one?
He had a what kind of accent?
Fucking Smurfs is racist.
Smurfs is racist, yo.
Yeah. No, I mean, like he had the southern accent and he was all like, was he the clumsy one or whatever?
I don't know.
No, Smurf head girl. I feel fall over.
Whoops, I done pooped him.
I done pooped my pants.
Paints.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Pooped Artist Smurf's paints.
That's where they come from.
Was he called Artist Smurf? Is that it? He didn't have a better name than that?
Artistic Smurf. Autistic Smurf.
Oh, that's why.
Easel Smurf.
He had the French easel.
Yeah. What was the... I hate this and that guy, though. Who was that? Not grouchy or grumpy. It was like...
Yeah, wasn't it? Oh, no, that's the Care Bear. Let me look it up.
What's the Smurfs?
The Smurfs on Wikipedia. Smurfs characters. Characters.
Papa, brainy, junky. It's grouchy.
Grouchy.
Yeah.
Grouchy. His catchphrase is, I hate something somebody else.
Grouchy usually has a scowl on his face. He was originally a normal Smurf, changed only when bitten by a buzzfly in The Dark Smurfs.
Wow. Wow. Despite his grouchiness, he has a soft spot for baby Smurf.
But I know where that is.
And I like how in French he is called Le Strumpf Grognon. Grognon. Grognon Smurf.
Grognon Smurf.
Brainy Smurf in French. Strumpf lunette. He's a glasses Smurf.
Maladroit.
Yep. Does not care for the newest Weezer album, Smurf, is what they...
I just thought everybody in the world should hear this.
All douches are not alike.